There are few experiences more universal than waiting. It begins early in life and continues quietly through every stage of it. We wait in lines, we wait for messages, we wait for news, for opportunities, for answers, for change. Waiting is not rare, it is constant. Yet most people experience waiting as discomfort. The moment we realize we must wait, something inside the mind tightens. Thoughts rush forward toward the future, measuring how long something should take instead of accepting how long it will take. The body may be sitting still, but the mind begins pacing. We check the clock. We check our phones. We imagine outcomes that have not happened yet. Waiting becomes an argument with time. But time has never answered arguments. It continues at its own pace, unmoved by frustration or urgency. The train arrives when it arrives. The message appears when someone chooses to send it. The answer comes when circumstances allow it. Impatience, then, does not shorten waiting. It only fills the waiting with tension. There is another way to experience it, a quieter way that many people forget exists. Waiting without impatience. This kind of waiting is not passive or resigned. It is simply a shift in perspective. Instead of seeing waiting as wasted time, you begin to see it as part of time itself. Life is not only movement. It is movement interrupted by pauses. And those pauses are not accidents. Think about breathing. Every inhale is followed by a brief moment before the exhale begins. Without that tiny pause, breathing would feel chaotic. The pause gives rhythm to the motion. Waiting functions the same way in life. It separates events. It slows transitions. It creates space where the mind can settle before the next step appears. Yet modern life rarely encourages this kind of patience. Everything around us is designed to reduce waiting. Faster delivery, faster communication, faster results. Convenience has trained us to believe that delay is failure. But many important things cannot be rushed. Seeds do not grow faster because we stare at them. Trust does not deepen because we demand it immediately. Understanding rarely appears the moment we want it. Some processes require time not because they are inefficient, but because time itself is part of how they work. A tree grows slowly not by mistake, but by design. Patience recognizes this. When you sit on a bench waiting for a train, impatience makes the minutes heavy. Your attention remains fixed on the clock, measuring the distance between now and departure. But if you release that measurement, something interesting happens. The environment becomes visible again. You begin to notice the movement of people passing by. The sound of footsteps echoing in a hallway. The subtle shift of sunlight across the floor. The world has not changed. Only your attention has. Waiting without impatience returns your attention to the present moment instead of projecting it forward. And the present moment, when truly noticed, is rarely as empty as it first appeared. Many moments of clarity arrive during waiting. Ideas surface while walking slowly. Solutions appear while sitting quietly. Emotions settle when we stop pushing them toward resolution. Impatience, on the other hand, compresses time. It makes every second feel wasted because it is measured against something that has not happened yet. Patience expands time. It allows each moment to exist without comparison. Neither approach changes how long the wait will last, but one transforms the experience entirely. This is why people who cultivate patience often seem calmer, even during uncertain periods. They have learned that waiting is not the enemy of progress. It is simply a different stage of it. A gardener plants seeds and waits. But the waiting is not empty. Roots are forming underground where no one can see them. A student studies and waits for understanding to deepen. But during that waiting, the mind reorganizes information in quiet ways. Even emotional healing requires waiting. Grief, disappointment, and confusion do not vanish when commanded. They soften slowly, often during long stretches of time where nothing dramatic appears to happen. Waiting without impatience is a form of trust. Not blind optimism, but a recognition that life unfolds in layers we cannot always control. The future will arrive whether we hurry toward it or not. And strangely, when we stop rushing toward the future, the present moment becomes easier to inhabit. Breathing slows. Thoughts settle. The tension of expectation fades. You are still waiting, but the waiting no longer feels like time being stolen. It feels like time being lived. There is a gentle dignity in this kind of patience. It accepts that life contains both movement and stillness, both action and pause. We cannot remove waiting from life. but we can remove the impatience that makes it unbearable. And when we do, waiting becomes something surprisingly peaceful. A quiet space where nothing is required yet, where the world continues unfolding at its natural pace. In that space, we rediscover something simple but powerful. Time is not an opponent. It is the landscape we are already moving through. And sometimes, the most peaceful place within that landscape is not ahead of us, but right here, in the moment we once tried so hard to rush past.